Just a heads up, the Razzball Baseball Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Hi, it's John Tesh. Actually, it's Nick, but apparently there's people in Iowa that think I sound like John Tesh. I do, however, have a lot more hair. Okay, so this is the second to last Razzball Baseball Podcast of the regular season, so we figured, you know, we'd kind of freestyle it. Well, it's not so much freestyle as Gray can't join us today. He's getting fitted for his wedding tux at Feldman's in New York City, and he's the only guy who really likes structure. We call it him being anal. He calls it structure. Rudy? Not so much. J-Rong? J-Rong and structure. Come on. Oh, crap. I just gave away the lineup. Okay, yeah, so like I said, we're freestyling. And maybe, or maybe not, JB will drop in to discuss a little daily fantasy. Okay, of course he will, but I'm just trying to stick with the theme of the show. All that plus, Rudy Gamble. Told you Gray wasn't here today. Weren't you listening? From the DraftKings.com studio, it's the Razzball Podcast for the week of August the 26th. Here we go. All right, pleasure as always to be joined by my fellow idiot, J-Rong. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at J-Rong, because he's never right. Jay, welcome to the Razzball Baseball Podcast.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Jay.
Yep, I enjoy it. You know, I also enjoy filling in for Gray a lot more, just because, you know, we get a little more time to mess around. So, and I, of course, meant that sexually as well, like with our voices.
See, we're doing the freestyle show where pretty much anything goes today, but that made me feel a little icky, a little weird.
Yeah, you told me it was the end of the year, so no one's really listening anyhow, so I just wanted to let my feelings be known.
No, people listen. It's come September, they stop listening.
So maybe we should just edit that out.
Hey, no, listen, this is freestyle, buddy. We get what we got, okay? Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you watch Entertainment Tonight in the 80s and 90s?
No, but I remember the host. It was that guy with that big bouffant, you know, the blonde hair bouffant guy, with the red face.
John Tesh.
I forget his name.
Do you think I sound like John Tesh?
Man, it's hard to remember his voice. I'm not sure. I think you sound like Nick, honestly. You have a unique voice.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, when I think of your voice, I think of when I watched Coming to America, if we're going 80s and 90s, and I think of Sexual Chocolate. You know, the band in that one part, you know, where they're doing the donation thing or whatever. So...
You're
my sexual chocolate, Nick.
Okay. That's my fault for doing a freestyle show. That's what I get.
I think I'm just lonely. I think that's what it is.
I think you are lonely. So, okay, hold on. Let's play America's favorite game. Are you a single desperate lady in the greater D.C. area?
I've been playing that game for the last year. I don't think it's working. So.
Are you at home lonely? Tweet at J-Rong.
The thing is, too, all the ladies out here, they're a little too hipster. You know, like they all wear the emo glasses, and they all listen to Dashboard, and they think, you know, they all have pictures of them with Ethiopian kids. It's kind of weird. I don't know how many, unless you've been to Machu Picchu, you're like, you ain't shit. You know, like you need to have gone to like some unique, like the United Emirates States, you know, you need to go there and volunteer apparently to get anything.
Okay, hold on. So I'm following you, I think, but I want to understand. So these hipsters, to be hip, and have supported kids, have had to have done that in Machu Picchu, which is a tourist mecca. I'm sure there's some struggling families out there, but I don't know if it's, you know, struggling like Eastern Africa.
And llamas. A lot of llamas.
And then you brought up the United Arab Emirates, which I believe is one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Do I have to help you with your geography, Jay?
It's because they're all lawyers, too. That's the thing. you gotta understand, like in DC, you're a rich lawyer who's also hipster and bordering on, I don't know, the sort of, oh, look at me, I'm sort of poor because I choose to be like this, I don't own a car, I have to use a transit system, but this will just turn into a rant, and then I'll just realize why I'm actually single, it's because I'm just a jerk.
And that might be the truth right there, Jay.
We figured it out. This is like a therapy session. You know, I come at you wanting something sexual, and then it turns out that I'm just lonely and a jerk. You should charge for this, man.
Should the hipster thing not have already come and gone?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be in the post-hipster generation?
I blame Obama. That's
okay.
What I do.
You're losing me, buddy. Too many Beltway jokes here. All right. Again, if you are a desperate and lonely woman, I'll say the whole East Coast. Just tweet at Jay Wrong. Very desperate right now. Okay, we should talk some baseball, or else we're all going to get fired.
Yes.
How's your preseason bold predictions looking, Jay? Because they were pretty bold.
You know, they were bold. I think the problem is a lot of them involve like three different parts. You know, like, for instance, Smarzda involved a better ERA, more wins and more Ks than Justin Verlander. And you know what? He'll have more Ks, so the wins look about even, but the ERA is off, so I'm going to lose on, you know, technicalities. Of course, we embrace technicality.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Did you get some of these Beltway hipster lawyers to help you make your argument here? Is that what's happening?
Right. No, I think a lot of them are going to turn out to be super bold because they won't come true, but I came close enough, I think, on some of them. What I'll do is I'll be doing a review article to go over them, and I, of course, will eat crow, but I think a lot of them I got to reanalyze. Well, no, I can't reanalyze. I have to go bolder next year, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, we're freestyling here, Jay.
Yeah.
Give me a couple of guys you're going to be targeting next year, either because you think they're going to break out or they're going to be undervalued. So guys that Jay Wrong is liking right now, round is irrelevant. Just guys you're kind of thinking, curious to see what he does in 2014.
Okay. You know, first comes to mind is probably Chris Javis, because he's had the most amazing year comparatively to his career. I think he's really put himself out there as an elite bat. But I think people have noticed that he slowed down recently. And, you know, where people might think, oh, maybe this is the real Chris Davis, what we're seeing now, which is, you know, low average, maybe power here and there. I think it's still a mix of what he did in the first half and what he's doing now. I think there's a middle ground here. When you look at a power spike in a guy, you know, you want to look at how far he's hitting the ball. There isn't much difference there. He hit 310 feet so far this year. It was 300 feet last year. The thing about him is his ground ball rate and fly ball rate has basically flipped. So when you look at that, you look at, whoa, what changed that? And it's basically, in the offseason, he changed his swing. He changed his swing motion, so it's a less of an uppercut. So when you see tangible evidence of why there's a change, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt that maybe this is leading to it. So I still think that he's an elite guy, and I think he actually might, with the second half he's having, have a depressed value.
Okay, so where I was going here, Jay, and apparently you need more structure than the Freestyle Razzball podcast.
Probably.
I was thinking more deep. I'm thinking like, you know what? I'll be scooping up Brett Laurie next year because he's been on fire the last 6 weeks. Jed Jerko finally coming around. You know what? He might be overhyped this year, undervalued next year. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know, with Jerko, I really like him. I think the Petco factor plays into the hands of someone who's looking for a low-value, middle-infield guy. I mean, you'll see people who continually give at bats to Dan Uggla. And why? Why suffer through a 150 batting average? You know, Jed Jerko can give you 270, maybe a little less power, but it's sort of the same profile there, even in such a suppressed home environment. You know, with Laurie, I think it's only been a question of how injured is he, because he seems to be permanently injured, like, all the time. I don't think it's a question of talent. Of course, when he first came up, the power spike may have not been real. But I think, you know, if he can show that he's healthy, I think the skills are there to be maybe a 15-10 guy, which has value at the corner, especially if they might start playing at second base. You know, his value will increase. So, yeah, they're two guys I like.
What about Josh Hamilton? Because people are going to be scared of him next year. What's your take on Big Josh?
Yeah, I'm still scared. I wrote an article earlier in the year. You know, I'm not going to say that Well, I am going to brag. I'm going to pat myself on the shoulder here. I told everyone to sell because his profile looks ridiculously bad. You know, he's swinging. His swinging profile is just getting worse and worse. Now, the problem is I thought he would rebound a little. I mean, no one can go through an entire year hitting like Darwin Barney except Darwin Barney. Well, you know what? Hamilton has proved me wrong. You know, he has definitely proved me wrong. And I don't even see him as a buy low next year. I think he is what he is at this point until he drastically fixes what's wrong with him, and that's just swinging at everything. And how do you change something that you've been doing your whole career? Some guys can do it, but with him, I'd rather see it before I believe it.
So what is he then?
What is he? Man, he's at this point a fourth or fifth outfielder with potential to be a little more at this point.
Wow.
I mean, he'll get you some power, but I just, you know, for a guy who can hit 250 and 20 home runs, I mean, you could find that anywhere. That's Nick Swisher, you know?
What about another guy whose value has taken a massive hit this year? Starlin Castro. I mean, everything looks terrible there. Was he a guy that we just, you know, we got Hanley Ramirez as a prospect kind of clouding the real prospects there? Or you talk about hitting like Darwin Barney. I would take Darwin Barney over Starlin Castro right now.
Yeah, right? You know, he fooled all of us. He fooled the best of us. He even got Gray, you know, and Gray is rarely wrong about these things. And, you know, with Starlin Castro,
Gray's usually a year late about these things.
Yeah, a year late. It's a flip of the coin. I mean, with Castro, it's tough. His profile is all over the place, and it does not look good. He just swings too much. He doesn't make enough contact. I mean, it's really frustrating with guys like this because you see the raw talent, not just, you know, from a fantasy perspective, but, you know, from a baseball perspective, you see a very athletic shortstop who can make some good plays, who has range, who can hit, who can field, run, you know, power, and it just doesn't come through. With Castro, I'm willing to chalk up this year to, you know, maybe it's just a lost year, maybe it's just a lost cause, and he can still be a buy low candidate because it's the age. I mean, he's still young. He's like, what, still 23? I mean, that's still really, really relatively young. I'm still willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, but of course, at a depressed value.
Jay, speaking of depressed value, I want to talk about your love life again.
Yeah, thanks. Because we haven't done that already.
Can I bring up your day job? Can I say on the air what you do?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you own an art gallery, correct?
I'm about to run an art gallery. I'm renovating a commercial space in this artsy little town in the metro area called Old Town Alexandria. And you know, doing my construction stuff. My dog is totally unimpressed with what I do. I can say that.
Okay. So. I want to bring this back though, because I think I've just closed the loop. Okay. You're opening an art gallery in an artsy little part of the Beltway. Do I have to spell it out? Do you see why you're drawing hipster women?
I should be drawing. Yeah, I kind of see that. I'm telling you, you should charge money, man.
And you probably have your pants, you know, the cuff on your pants way too high. You're probably not wearing socks, you know. You're probably smoking a lot of cigarettes, of course.
I actually quit smoking. Yeah, I actually quit smoking. But you're right about one thing. I should seriously just walk around with no pants on and just tell people, hey, it's not going to suck itself. You know,
maybe that's where I was going. But you know what? So I'm going to rephrase this. If there's any psychology students just coming out of one of those great Beltway schools, tweet at Jay Wrong. You need a case study? Here he is.
But I tell you, I'm better at construction, I think, than anything else. I mean, this place has taken a while, but, you know, well, it's just me, you know, renovating the place, so it gets kind of tiresome sometimes. But, you know, when it's done.
I feel like I should fly down and hug you.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, man, when it gets done, you know, just seeing something that you built with your bare hands, the feeling, not to get too serious, obviously, we're supposed to be funny, but I just got to say, like, from a life perspective, I feel like, you know, I really did something good here, you know?
Can you tweet out some of the photos of the work you've done?
Yeah, I can start doing that. I wanted to kind of take, you know, I've taken time-lapse pictures, basically, and I wanted to kind of make a portfolio when I'm done, but... You know, this is crazy, man. We've hit, like, every emotional spectrum here. Like, I feel like I should be crying and, you know, we should be, you know, we're only missing anger now. We should take care of our anger issues.
No, I've taken care of mine, so that's a you problem.
Then we should talk about Ari, I think.
And Kyle, the producer.
Okay.
Kyle's pretty angry.
Well, he's an Eagles fan, so I can see why he's angry.
Yeah, he's an Eagles fan. Okay, listen, Jay, you know what? I kind of like this freestyling. because we touched on a lot of things.
Yeah, we should do it more often. In fact, we should do it when we're not even on air. We should just do it all day.
You do need some companionship, hey? Ladies, Jay Rong, you can't beat a half Korean, half Irishman. You can't.
We're getting to the point where this sounds desperate. I think this might be actually doing more damage to my dating life here.
No. It'll bring out a whole new level of desperate woman to you. So that's really what I was aiming for.
It could be worse. I could be guilted.
Okay. We got to wrap this up. Da-na-na-na-na-na, da-da-da. Da-na-na-na-na-na, da-da-da. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I don't think I got the last part right. Jay?
Yes.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
Yeah, and I love Gilfin.
I'm sending you an emo hug, okay?
All right, sounds good.
See you, buddy. The Daily Fantasy Sports Report. Brought to you by DraftKings.com. Of course, you can follow them at DraftKings on Twitter. You can also follow our Daily Fantasy Draft correspondent at JB Gilpin, G-I-L-P-I-N. He is the guy to talk to if you want to get your daily fantasy on, which you should be doing. Really, you should. JB, welcome to the Freestyle Show.
Freestyle! It's a freestyle edition of the song about pissing. Oh, that's an old Dave Chappelle reference.
Right over my head. Hey, JB, you know what's really exciting?
What's that?
When I'm working on something. You know what I'm doing right now?
Working on some Vladimir Putin's.
Okay. First of all, you can't cross the swords. That's from the football podcast, which we taped earlier today. We're in baseball mode, JB. I need you to focus. Focus on the daily fantasy and the fact that I'm working on something really big. Are you focused?
I'm juggling more balls than one of those doctor exams.
You've been drinking today? Because that would be okay, but just let me know.
No, there wasn't any left over after your football draft. Oh, I'm crossing swords again. Back to baseball.
You should check out the football podcast that we did. It'll be posted on Wednesday at football.rasball.com. Okay, back to DraftKings, Daily Fantasy Report. Here we go. I'm working on something big because next week is our last podcast of the regular season. Apparently, everyone tunes us out in September. So what we're going to do, well, I don't want to give it away yet, but I'm working on something big for Razzball Nation. No pressure, but something big over at DraftKings. Not this week, next week after Labor Day. Just saying.
Yeah, there's a huge surprise coming for DraftKings players. It's something I'm really excited for. I'm probably putting 2 entries in next week.
You don't even know what I'm talking about because I haven't told you yet, JB.
Well, I know something's cooking too. I'm somewhat in the know, remember? I'm the DraftKings correspondent, your word.
That's right. You're true. You're embedded. You're an embedded daily fantasy correspondent over at DraftKings. So, JB, there is no contest this week.
There's not.
Correct?
There's not this week because there's such a big one coming up next week, big surprise, that, trust me, it'll be worth it.
Super-duper surprise. So, what we're thinking here is put your DraftKings brain on hold till next week. So, what's going to happen is you want to come back next Friday. We're going to have a contest. So, you watch your Thursday night football kickoff, where you should be at DraftKings for the $1 million kickoff week A. But then B, when you get so high from that Thursday night NFL kickoff, you're like, what am I going to do? Oh, DraftKings, big contest happening at DraftKings. Our last DraftKings contest of the season on the baseball side. But of course, JB, tons on the football side coming up, including the $1 million kickoff week. That's a lot of money in a pool for 1 week.
Yep, it's the biggest day one daily fantasy challenge out there. It's going to be really big.
It's the only daily fantasy challenge out there, JB. The only.
Well, I mean, I've seen some guys on the street corner with a pair of dice and a radio on doing some street game for like 75 cents, but this blows that out of the water. That's the, you know.
Whoa, they're playing Stratomatic and drinking beer.
Drinking the 40s.
All right, JB, so listen again. No play with Rudy for Razzball contest this week, but next week, there's something brewing.
Something brewing indeed. A perfect storm of fantasy goodness.
So, JB, you go and rest and relax this week. We'll talk to you next week when we're having the...
Sounds good, man. I can sober up.
Big. Okay, JB, thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Getting to know Rudy.
Always a pleasure to be joined by Rudy Gamble. Hi, Rudy. Welcome to the Razzball Baseball Podcast.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It is going well. How are you today?
Doing okay. I'm working on a couple hours sleep. I do the roundup on Sunday.
You know what? That's why you're always so pumped up, energized, and ready to go for the podcast.
Well, no, Gray was goofing around on the East Coast. It's a lot easier to do those things when you're on the West Coast like he usually is.
Well, he's getting fitted for his wedding tux at Feldman's.
Yeah, well, I think he's going for maybe the wedding dress. I mean, he loves reality shows so much, and they have those wedding dress shows. So I think he's going to do it just as a goof.
So we're doing kind of a freestyle show today, really off the cuff. It's the second to last baseball podcast of the regular season. No DraftKings contest this week. We're working on something special for next week.
Another note? We didn't have one last week either.
You know what, buddy? Listen, you just do what you're told, Rudy. You just do what you're told.
Man. I want to win one by the end of the year. I think I'm running out of,
Pretty much. Not this week. Next Friday is going to be your only chance. So in this freestyle show, it's been pretty interesting. We had Jay Wrong on, and we got into some of the psychology of his issues with women. So that went well. And then we have you on. So we're excited. And I thought we should probably actually talk some real baseball.
Okay.
So what I was thinking, Rudy, we should talk a little bit about some of the RCL leagues and some of the leagues you and Gray are in together.
Yeah, RCL Expert League is going to come down to the wire, I think.
Which one is the Expert League? Is this the Champions League?
The RCL Experts.
Okay, so who's in this? Just give us an idea. Paint a picture.
Well, we got, right now, Dr. Roto, who has a show on SiriusXM, is in the lead.
Okay.
I'm in second. I think we got Mike Podhorzer's in third right now, who writes over on Fangraphs, or the Rotographs or something. And Gray's in the mix. I think those are the four with the best shot, but we got a few folks from Baseball Prospectus doing pretty well. And our pal Nick Minix over at KFFL is competing till the very end.
So I'll tell you.
I'm finally going to beat that bastard. He's gotten me a couple years in a row in a different league, so I will enjoy at least beating him in our league.
So I got thrown into the Razzball Champions League. So this was the top 11 highest scorers from the RCL leagues last year, plus myself. I have no business in this league. I'm not the caliber of fantasy baseballer that you guys are. But I was in first place until about a couple weeks ago. But I have so many teams, and I'm not making excuses here. I can't manage all the teams. I've passed Nick's threshold for managing teams is 2. I've got like 5 teams on the go this year. I can't manage them all, so I've slipped to 3rd, but I'm like 250 innings behind everybody else. So that's kind of where I'm at.
So you're going to be streaming a lot?
You know what? Listen, I've been using... Okay, so the 5 leagues I'm in, 3 are money leagues, and I'm either in 1st or 3rd in all those leagues. So I'm really focused on those ones because I would like to try and pay Kyle the super producer's salary with my winnings. So, I don't want to say I don't have time, but I kind of would like the feather in my cap of kicking everyone's ass in that league. So, I'm tormented. This keeps me up at night, Rudy.
No, that's true. I got to, I mean, now that we're in the RCL, this is the second year we've been part of the RCL. We've just been kind of overlords of it.
Yeah.
It is very time consuming. Very fulfilling. But I think, between streaming pitchers and hitters, It is pretty much like a second or third job.
But you know what? The reason I'm in first or third?
No, I was gonna say winning an RCL championship is and there's gonna be like 60 some odd champions and one master champion. Definitely a feat itself. It doesn't matter what the league is because you got to compete every day. And that's the most ESPN jock I've ever sounded. You got to bring it every day.
I'll tell you, I have been using the Hittertron and Streaminator religiously in those 3 money leagues. I really have. I'm streaming guys I never would have dreamt. I picked up Adam Lynn today because I need those at-bats. I picked up someone I hadn't even heard of today because he was like a $32 player tonight. So
yeah, no, I'm looking forward to kind of, I'll be writing up my experiences with Hittertron this year because where last year, you know, I think I did use Streaminator a lot because I had 2 key pitchers go down on me. I think it was, and John Lester sucked. This year,
I mean, I've had Ryan Braun, Nelson Cruz, Ike Davis, and Josh Rutledge on this team.
Wow.
So, I mean, I pretty much was playing without a first baseman or, you know, a real first baseman and, you know, lost my two best outfielders. And I'm still competing in offense pretty well. Yeah, and so I've been using Hittertron crazy. I almost have as many transactions as Gratis.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, because I'm not a Hotchmatato picker-upper. I'm just making upwards of 3-4 transactions a day sometimes I need at bats.
I hear you.
So I think that's one thing with RCL this year that my biggest learning is that it's like, it doesn't really matter on pitching versus hitting in terms of, you know, like, I don't think there's like any that either one you could really use stream their Hittertron to come back in if you're weak at either. But with Hittertron specifically, the big edge is just, if you're playing every day, it's just to get at bats. That there's 4 counting stats. So my average isn't so great. But 4 counting stats means just getting guys going every day is an advantage. And I don't think you could really do that. Where in like my 15-team leagues, I think there's one where a guy didn't even make a transaction for 3 months, but because he had Miguel Cabrera, he's still middle of the pack. Because you're just so limited on a weekly league and a deep league. Whereas in this one, I think you could have drafted a great offense or a great team. I don't think you'd win the pennant, even with a very, very, very good draft. I mean, granted, if you drafted Chris Davis and Miguel Cabrera, you'd think you'd still win as a zombie.
What about some of the expert leagues you and Gray are in this year? You having any luck there? Are you carrying the flag for Razzball Nation or what?
No, we're carrying the flag and impaling ourselves on it. that's the post I'm not looking forward to right at the end of the year. I found that it's the 14-15. We're in 3 leagues, our 3 expert leagues: a Tout, a Labor, and the Yahoo Friends and Family. All 3. Really good leagues, good people, blah, 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 blah. But they're in a format that we just are not doing well in, that 14-15 team snake draft. We've just done poorly the last 2 years. And, you know, I have to, before I could legitimize my excuses, I've got to do a little number crunching and stuff to see if it's legitimate, but would have been a lot easier if we had a top 2, top 3 pick. You know, like, but we're looking at those teams and like, ugh, some of those early picks.
Well, I remember you took
Jason Hayward. Oh, God.
You took Harper in the first round, I think, of the Yahoo Friends and Family at 13th.
Yeah, I think we were 12th, like the 12th or 13th
pick.
Yeah,
13th pick.
Yeah, like, I think, it'll be interesting to see if this is really the case, but I felt like in a lot of years, if you've got a deep, say like 10 to 20 is deep, you know, you picking late in the draft or, you know, late in the first round is good. You get 2 really good players. This year was awful for that. I knew it. I even knew it at the draft thing. It's just like, I mean, we liked like Goldschmidt. We got hit. We reached for him in the second round, one of those leagues. But the turn was awful this year. I can't even think on top of my head, like, what would have been a good realistic twosome that you would have ended up with, and if you picked anywhere from 11th to like 14th or 15th, like, you know, me, I honestly can't think of one, because I don't think there was like any good combination. Longoria's been good, Beltre's been good, so those guys may be in there. But there's been a guys like Bautista, Harper, Hayward, Upton.
BJ Upton.
Oh, God. He wouldn't have been we picked him in the third round and won. He killed us in some.
What a disaster.
But I'm saying that, and I want to look at it. I think this was just a year where, I think picking in the end of the first round was really tough. But, like I said, I picked third in RCL and I got Ryan Braun. So it's not like that did me any favors.
You know, this show's starting to depress me. You know, first it was J. Wrong with his women problems. You know, now it's how horribly did the expert leagues.
Well, I'm in second place in an AL only league, with some other, you know, experts like Jason Collette and some guys in Fantasy Pros 911 and MLB.com. There's that's a pretty good group, and so I'm in second, trying to survive the loss of Pujols.
Right.
In an AL only, that's not fun. Oh, and my boy Lance Berkman. Thanks. The one time I draft Cougars to live up to my reputation.
Hey, what do you do if you're the Angels with Josh Hamilton and Pujols?
Now, I feel bad for their GM. Because DePoto. I mean, I'm reading he's going to get shit canned because he's, Socia is in a good position and the owner. Like, no GM would have made the Pujols and Hamilton pickups. That's an owner play, just like A-Rod with the Yankees.
Well, you also have to factor in Vernon Wells 2 years ago. Took on that contract as well, which was Moreno.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one didn't. At least that one had like a shorter lifespan. Yeah, Angels are brutal because it's not just that they did that, but they gave away. They traded Segura. They traded Patrick Corbin. They've got nothing. They got an awful farm system. I think the Angels are kind of screwed. And free agency is becoming worse and worse in terms of value. I mean, they've already been burned, but you're not going to get any great pitching out of there. And I don't think that there's no way they outbid the Dodgers on Kershaw. That'll be the fun one to see where that ends up, because I'm hearing 200 mil for Kershaw.
Hold on. I got a call coming in. Hold on. DePoto just got fired. They've just hired Rudy Gamble as the new general manager of the Angels. Breaking news. What's your first order of business, Mr. Gamble?
I'm going to set the record for most transactions ever in baseball. And I'm just going to stream. I'm going to figure out a way to stream pitchers and hitters in Major League Baseball. It's like, are we facing a lefty? I'm picking up every single righty on the waiver wire. Scott Hairston, you're back on.
Seriously, what would you do? What do you do? Because you kind of think, you know what? You need to rebuild. You need to rebuild around Mike Trout. You don't have much else there. But what do you do?
You trade Borjos immediately.
But those contracts are anchors. I don't know what you do with them. Like, I can't.
Oh, no, you can't. You're stuck with them unless you get a benefactor like the Dodgers. But I don't think we're going to ever see someone like the Dodgers who basically just ate contracts. You know, like.
No, that was a once in a generation, I think.
So, yeah. So, the Red Sox got out of. I mean, to get out of the Crawford contract still amazes me. But it's. I think the Angels, you got to trade Borjos for a pitcher. Borjos, I mean, he's got a great, he's a solid player. I don't think he'll ever be great except as a fielder. But it's redundant when you have Trout. Let Trout play center field, trade Borjos, and I don't know. I mean, I'd consider trading Trumbo as well. He's a good player. He's coming cheap. But if you can, but they're going to have to get pitching prospects.
Pitching prospects and then cheap defenders.
And then you're still like, and just cross your fingers on that offense. Abar would also be a guy I'd look to see if you can trade. Shortstops. Shortstops get overvalued sometimes because I think he's just a mediocre shortstop. But look at the contract Andrew Scott.
Yeah.
You could say all you want about regular WAR, but guy is a 310 on base percentage.
Okay, well, this is kind of a no-brainer question, at least I think, but confirm it for me. Which roster would you rather have today, the Astros or the Angels?
Oh, the Astros.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, no, I think I like Luno a lot. I don't know. The guys he acquired in St. Louis over a couple of years, are so amazing that, yeah, I'm long on the Astros. I think they're going to be a very good team in a couple of years. I don't know. I don't know how many guys left on this roster they'll be. Maybe they'll learn and give Chris Carter like 100 at bats.
Okay. Well, listen, Rudy, I appreciate you joining us. Be on, I can't say the lookout, the listen out for what we're doing. Again, there's no Play with Rudy with Razzball contest at DraftKings this week. We'll talk about what we're doing next week. I'm working on something. working on it as we speak. Well, maybe not as we speak, but as you're listening to this, I'm probably working on it.
Awesome.
And that's a wrap.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, Rudy. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
It's a Razzball podcast. It's a Razzball podcast. It's a Razzball podcast. It's a Razzball podcast.